Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
When I call, when I call you.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophecy Alive. I am prophet and seer. God will move if you just let him. 347-539-5173. Press 1. I'll be glad to talk to you. Let's agree together for a mighty breakthrough in your life.
God bless you. I am so happy that you've tuned into Prophecy Alive. You know the presence of God is so strong and mighty, and I feel the Lord that God is moving by his Spirit. He's touching people all over this planet. And I believe God for a move of God in the White House to the church house. I believe God that the nations shall bow before him. The glory of the Lord shall fill the earth. I am a believer. You are a believer. And right now, God, we ask you, O God, that the nations will cry out to the true and only true and living God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of the universe. And I pray right now that Yahweh would move. Oh, God, such in the White House, those that are in a particular authority, because power belongs to you, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would get in that thing in the White House and that the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will bring a divine conviction. And I pray for kings, for governors, and those that rule. And I pray that they would submit to power that belongs to only you, God. Let the nations fear your name. Oh, God, the people that are hurting and crying and hungry, oh, God, give us that divine fast. Not only, not just to afflict our souls, but God, to stop the pain of the affliction of the poor. For this is the true fast. And I pray by the power of God that you would do that, that even the church of all walks and denominations, of all faith, those that believe in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, our high priest, God, we pray for that type of fast that will stop the bands of wickedness, that would undo the heavy burdens, and that fast that will set the captives free and destroy every yoke. The poor, those that are downtrodden, those that are used to make others wealthy, I pray that, God, you will convict souls, those that name the name of God and those that claim you, Jesus, that your word declares that everyone that named the name of Jesus would depart from sin. And, oh, God, and let the whole nation realize that sin is the greatest problem on earth. It's not racism. It's not all of these things that we pay attention to. But, God, it's three letters, S-I-N. It's sin. And I pray, God, that the yoke of bondage of sin would be destroyed, that every bit of sin would be abhorred and hated in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, your word declares that the more sin abound, yet more grace does abound. And I pray right now for every listener on this broadcast across the nations. I pray that you would touch everyone that's burdened down, those that are hurting concerning their families. Fathers, come home. Mothers, come home. Sons and daughters, come home. Oh, God, I pray for a mighty family revival such as the world has never seen. I pray for a mighty shakeup, oh, God, a move in the family, your first covenant with man. And I pray for marriages that they be restored by the power of God. And those that are no longer married to a particular person, God, let nothing be broken with the relationship with the children. Oh, God, and Lord, help that man and that woman to keep their mouths when they come to the other parent. Let no negative words come out that man's mouth or that woman's mouth to the children. The curse is destroyed, and the gossip must stop. Heal the children, heal the land, heal the babies in the name of Jesus. All that you may give seed to those that have your heart, all that you may give the authority and power to execute righteousness on the poor and those that are living without a home, without a shelter, I pray, God, that you will give seed to those that will sow into the poor. And Jesus said, I was hungry, you fed me not. I cry out to the pastors and to the leaders. God is calling us to a righteous fast, a fast that we would not simply afflict our souls and that we would not simply thirst, but only thirst after righteousness, thirst after what is right, and, oh God, and hunger for that which is right. And you said that the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus, of the Lord, is upon you because God anointed you as a man to preach the gospel to the poor. And not only preach the gospel, you heal the sick, you raise the dead, you cast out devils, you took care of the widows and the mothers and the orphanage. And you said, suffer the little children that come unto me, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. I'm happy because I know you hear us when we pray. I know that God is up to something great. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Welcome again to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, Roderick Ornsby, prophet and seer. And I thank God that Jesus Christ is greater than I. I'm nothing compared to my Lord. But guess what? He calls us no more servants, but he calls us friend. I am a friend of God. How about you? You are a friend of God. God's not mad at you. He doesn't hate you. God's arm is so stretched wide. If you have fallen, if you have sinned, repent. Just simply tell God, I am sorry. If you have an ought between someone, go to them alone. Don't go to the neighbor. Don't go and gossip. Go to them and get it straight. In the name of Jesus, I decree such a revelation of reconciliation is happening in the atmosphere. It's happening all over this planet. I can see it. I can see a harvest. Jesus is Lord of the harvest. Welcome, Jesus. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Even so come the Lord Jesus. He will move if you just open your heart. Open your mind, young lady, and allow Christ to come in. I'm calling for the prodigal sons and daughters. Come home. You don't have to be that way. You don't have to let the devil run over you. You have a Savior. You have friends. There are people on earth that are willing to help you. 347-539. Ooh. I feel his presence. 517-347-539-5173. In about 1 minute, I'll be right back. The phone lines are lit, and I'm coming back not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will heal the sick and raise the dead. They will also live right. I'll be back in just a moment. Praise God. God is so good. He is so awesome. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
The scripture says, thou shalt condemn every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment. We have the authority to condemn every tongue that speaks against us. Now, most of God's people are suffering from words that have been spoken against them in church, the workplace, home. But God has given us the kingly authority. Satan's greatest weapon is to condemn us to death. But God has given us the authority to condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. You will experience this in the workplace, in churches, among kinfolk. The disciples did not realize their authority. We have power over all of the powers of darkness. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Upon this truth, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when he said to Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, he was not talking about the four walls of the place where you worship. He was talking about you, building you up. Isaiah 66:1, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and many people have been employed by him.
How would you stay in the same circumstance? I hope y'all can handle this. Crazy favor.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Somebody say crazy favor.
Crazy favor.
I'm talking about the kind of favor that doesn't make sense. Crazy favor. Crazy favor.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. I want to read something right before I go to the phone lines. Acts, the second chapter. I love this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, you see, this was a feast of the Pentecost, one of the seven great feasts ordained by God and practiced by Israel. They were all with one accord in one place. God is calling for oneness. In oneness, there is no division. We are one. Whether we believe it or not, we are one. From one blood, he made all nations. Look at verse 2 in your Bibles, or if you're just listening. Verse 2 of Acts 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Watch this, verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, not with their tongues, other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now this noise went abroad. The multitude came together and was confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. Oneness. I never forget in the revival, I never will forget this. The Holy Spirit fell on me, and I spoke the book of Galatians in Spanish. I was at a church where they spoke Spanish. And I have never forgot that since. There's an unknown tongue, and then there's a tongue by the Holy Spirit that makes us one. And it happened on the day of Pentecost. You know, now they have CDs that will teach you how to speak in different languages. I'm not knocking that. But the power of the Holy Spirit fell on that day and is falling now. God will use you to speak in a language that you have never spoken. This is how powerful God is. Watch how God moves. You're going to see more people traveling and speaking in languages that they have never spoken in, by the Holy Spirit. And this is the opposite of the Tower of Babel. This will bring unity. The Tower of Babel, they were confounded. But there's a move of God that is on earth where we're going to become one. Get ready for what I'm speaking. It shall come to pass. Let us all, from every nation, every walk of life, repent. And let's make it right with God, because Jesus Christ is coming. Yes, his goings forth has been from old, from everlasting to everlasting. We're going to see the glory of God like this earth has never seen it. Listen, God is in control. I'm going to go to the callers now. Praise God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hello.
God bless you. Hi. Praise the Lord.
Hello, Prophet. How are you today?
Wonderful. I feel his presence, and God is good. How are you?
I am great. Praise God. This is my second time calling.
Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm calling for a family member, my brother and his wife, who have adopted a child Well, they're trying to adopt a child, and that's the reason why I'm calling, because the process seems so, and it's creating a lot of problems. And I just needed a word. I just, you know, we've been praying about it, and we're trying to figure out what's going on.
You know, God, aren't you glad, and I am too, that God sees everything?
Oh, yes.
He knows. And, you know, the word says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil.
Amen.
And I sense, let me tell you, I sense something foreign. The Lord would give it to me. Why? But the thing that stands between this situation is there is a pull from another source. And what has to happen now, that pull that's coming from someone concerning this child, it must, that spirit that is ruling in this situation is the spirit of envy. Listen to me. Is that there's a strong spirit of envy in this situation. But I am praying, and you are praying, and we agree this night that the yoke be destroyed because of the anointing. And I believe it. Do you believe it, sister?
Yes, sir, I do.
I believe that God is going to bring the greatest outcome out of this situation. You tell them I said to obey the Lord concerning a 3-day fast. Yes. And as they obey the Lord, they're going to see tremendous breakthrough because this child is highly anointed by God. And it's not by accident that there's war over this child. But I give you good news. Victory, victory, and victory. Can we shout and say praise the Lord?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Let me know the outcome. I know the outcome, but let me know. I would love to speak to the parents when this is done.
Yes, Prophet, I definitely will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Hallelujah. Victory, victory, victory is what the Lord said. Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
There's a particular need for someone. I've been feeling this all day. There's an operation somewhere in it's far, it's kind of far away and yet near. There's someone that's due for an operation, and I'm seeing a bypass surgery. I don't know who you are, but if anyone that's listening know of someone that's going to go in surgery. I also see a foot. It's like a foot. I see a leg. So there's some surgeries going on, and there are people that's listening right now to Prophecy Alive. Someone is about to go into surgery. I can see a grandmother. I see a father, a grandfather, a father. So there's an elder man and an elder woman. And I can see the woman is sort of, her hair is very curly. Praise the Lord. And so we need to have those people call in 347-539-5173. There's surgeries coming up. So if you know someone or you are the person that's going to have surgery, call me. 347-539-5173. Also, there's an arthritis woman. God has healing for your hand, your hands. Mighty healing is flowing for your hands. I'm telling you what I see. And someone right now is getting ready to call. Drug addiction will be broken tonight. Drug addiction will be destroyed by the power of God. Yes. There's a gentleman listening to me. You've been listening for a long time. You won't disclose yourself, and by good reasons, because you have to be careful. But you're being healed right now. It's in your stomach. You're being healed. There's a strong ulcer. This is a severe ulcer. It's being healed right now by the power of God. And all you have to do is repent and believe. It will never come again. Praise the Lord. There's a Frederick. Sort of like a Frederick. God is healing you right now. Right now. I mean this moment. I saw a man jump out of the bed. You're playing this broadcast. I saw you jump out of the bed if it has not already happened. God has raised you from the dead. Healing goes out very strong tonight. God does what he wants to, but tonight he's telling me the healing virtue of God is taking place. Someone in your home, it's like the glory of God is in your house so strong until people can't hardly come in without feeling that presence. It's because you pray. You seek the face of God. God is renewing you and renewing your ministry. Someone has just, it's like I see you, has just died, and you're in, I believe you're in Africa, you're in a foreign country, and you all are praying right now around the child. Get up, young man, in the name of Jesus. Arise from the dead right now, in Jesus' name. Testimonies will come in to confirm. Electricity just came upon that child, and that child rose from the dead. This is not wish. This is the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes, you're listening, and you are about 68 years of age, and you're still preaching as strong as you did in your younger years. You've been around some famous people, and God is going to use you more in your elderly age than he did when you were younger. You're being restored, and you decided to preach repentance. You decided to tell people there is a hell, and you decided, regardless of what anybody says, there are abominations, there are sins. God bless you. He's using you mightily. And someone, it's like I hear Lester Summerall. You've been around Lester Summerall Ministries. And God is restoring you. And you questioning God. Should you do this thing that's in your heart? God is telling me to tell you yes. 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 Well, praise God. That is so strong. It's like it's on my head right now. Healing, healing. I don't care what kind of disease you have. Healing, healing, healing is yours. Deliverance is yours. It's the children's bread. Oh, there's so much deliverance. I feel it. I feel it. My God. Acts, the second chapter, verse 19, it declares this, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Acts 2 and 19. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. God's going to show his power. He's going to reveal his power. Verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. This is not literal. The atmosphere would be so colorful. It's like a dark, like a bloodish color. This is the condition of the atmosphere, you see, ladies and gentlemen. Before the great and notable day of the Lord, and it shall come to pass that whosoever, see, don't, listen, when you hear something like this, it's not bad news, it's good news. And it shall come to pass, verse 21 of Acts 2. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, good news. That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. My God. This is the perfect time to call on the name of the Lord. That auntie, that aunt that's running from the Lord, come back. Come back. Break that addiction of alcohol. Come back. Praise the Lord. I saw someone's aunt, and the Holy Spirit said it that way because whoever's listening is your aunt, and she's coming back. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. God will not allow his word to pass away. Every word in the word of God is being fulfilled. It's being fulfilled. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. You see, if we stay in fellowship, if we continue to break bread together, if we continue to pray together, here's Peter in prison. The women were praying. Prayers were made for Peter. And the angel of the Lord, you have angelic powers. The angel of the Lord came and delivered Peter. Watch this. And fear, verse 43 of Acts 2, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs, there's the wonders and signs again, were done by the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man has need. You notice when the Holy Ghost began to move, people were sensitive to one another. That's what this is talking about. It's not telling you go out and just sell things, but it's talking about the love that they had, that they could not stand to see others in need. Verse 46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread. See, they're breaking bread again. That's that fellowship. And breaking bread from house to house. And they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They had joy. Verse 47 of Acts 2, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Salvation has not died. Salvation is alive. I want to read you a letter that a young lady gave to me in my Queen Katrina. And I'm telling you, we wept when we heard this. This was so awesome. And I asked her, could I read this? And I'm going to. She says here, yes. I've searched high and low for the perfect card for you and your queen. I couldn't find one. Therefore, I decided to just speak from my heart. Forever and ever, I thank you for your words of encouragement, your wisdom, and most of all, compassion. When I wanted to give up, you gave the strength. You gave me strength through Jesus Christ to press on. The worst part about this whole ordeal was wondering if my husband loved me. I know that despite his actions, for whatever the reason, that he loves the children. But the rejection and emotional disconnect seemed unbearable. You gave me a word letting me know that he did, in fact, love me. That plagued my mind night and day, knowing he's in someone else's arms. I would sit up late at night crying and begging God to speak to me from whatever preacher that was on TV late at night. She says, sadly, they all preach nothing of the gospel, but just spoke on it briefly because it was watered down with financial prosperity. Jesus. The message was, sow a seed so God can give you a house, a car, a check in the mail. This isn't what people with broken hearts need to hear. Our families are broken. Our children are fatherless. Oh, God. She says here, from our first conversation, you spoke about Christ and spoke specifically about the gospel of Jesus and his power. That is rare. I give God the glory, saints. She goes on to say, but it's a sad fact. There are so many hurting people out there that need God to heal the wounds of their heart, heal their addictions, drugs, alcohol, sex. She says, so thank you, and may God enlarge the territory of your ministry. Me and my queen just began to weep. You are an endangered species, Lord Jesus, in the kingdom of God. So many others have prostituted their gifts to the highest bidder and conformed to the things of the world. I am believing every word you have spoken over my life. And when God restores my marriage, I pray you and your queen will counsel us. Thank God and bless you. This letter from this young lady. Oh, God. This letter from this young lady keeps me moving forward. My dad was a mighty prophet, and he's in heaven now, and I'll never forget when I spoke and did the main message. I will never forget what my mother said. She said, your father to me and my siblings. She said, your father gave me enough love that I would never have to marry again. That determination to preach the gospel without compromising, without gimmicks, hocus pocus, but allowing myself to yield myself to the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time. I give God absolute credit and glory. That's only his for this letter. I thank God. Me and my queen, Katrina, we thank God. Something is happening for you, the people of God, because you are more important than you know. all that your people may realize that, God, you love them so much. You care for them so much. And even when it looks like your prayers are not being answered, you square your shoulders and you look up to God and you tell him how glorious he is, and you tell God with boldness, I know you hear me. And he's a God that answers prayer. 347-539-5173. You are welcome to pour your heart out. I enjoy the souls of men. Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Three times he said, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. I'm going to go to a caller. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
Oh, praise the Lord, my cousin. How are you?
It's so wonderful to hear you. It's so wonderful to be amidst a family of believers that aren't compromising. You know,
yes, I
listen to you. I listen to Irvin. I listen to Al,
yes.
And I just thank God, you know, that there's men out there, men in my family, men that are blood of my blood, that aren't compromising, men that aren't, you know, spending a lot of time trying to profit from the gospel.
Wow.
And so I'm listening to you. I'm listening to the letter the young lady wrote to you all, and wow, I'm just godly proud of you. And the gift that God, the assignment that God has given you, I just love you, man.
I love you too, and I esteem you higher than myself, and also Pastor Irvin and Al, and you know how we were raised, and every time you call, you just light us up, and then you leave. You like the prophet that shows up. Then he just disappears and he shows up. I'm happy to be your cousin. And, you know, even when we were younger, you've always had that warm heart of love.
Wow.
Just, something happened to you where God just touched your soul. And the words you speak is so much with grace and wisdom. I'm just happy that God is doing this thing.
Man, I am too, man. I'm, you know, I'm thinking about how we were raised and our families and things like that. And tomorrow, I get to go out and honor, you know, my stepfather and adoptive fathers and stuff all over this country. And then at the same time, you know, when I say that, I'm including my family. I'm including my biological father, who's an adoptive father.
Yeah.
And so it's just wonderful, man, to look at our family and say, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm so my heart is just so warm right now. Look at how you honor your wife and so forth, and it's just warms me up, man. So every chance I get when I'm sitting around, I got a free moment, and I look at my computer or check my email, and I say, let me call in and, you know, just listen in. Sometimes I listen in. A lot of times I don't even get on the air. I just listen
right.
in.
Wow.
But I do know one thing.
Yes,
you know, we were assigned these duties long before we knew it. And in between that time, we've been through some things.
Ooh,
we've been up, we've been down, we've been around the corner and down the block. And
yes, we
have. Many times we've been in some battles. I don't know if your listeners know or not, but I'm going to confess it and let them know right now.
Yes.
Every man in the Ormsby family was born a warrior. And because we're born a warrior, that means that there's going to be some battles we have to fight. And, Lord, we fought some battles. We haven't necessarily won all of them. We've had some times when we've had to go back and lick our wounds. But thank God for Jesus' healing power. Wow. He came through and cleared our minds and healed our hearts and prepared us for the next battle. And we used to battle in the world, and now we battle for Christ. And I want to tell you right now that for Christ we live, and for Christ we'll die.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. You know, well said. There's nothing could be added to what you say, but amen. Praise God.
Amen. I just can't wait. I've been telling my wife for several months now. I said, sweetie, we got to gas up the car. We got to go down, and we got to worship with the family. And so we're gonna purpose to do that as soon as we can. We're gonna come down there and gather us all together and
wow.
just cry at the altar together,
that
sing
is,
praises together, and pray together. And, go ahead.
You have a great event tomorrow. And for the people that are in the surrounding cities, I want you to know my cousin Ed Hook, a man of God, him and his lovely wife, could you go ahead and for the people that are listening, that they may come and get a chance to see you in the flesh as you honor the stepfathers and fathers, go ahead and just tell the people about that.
Oh, yes, at tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m., we're having this event is free to the public. It's a free breakfast. We're serving breakfast. We're going to bring to the forefront the honor of the characteristics of men that are stepfathers and adoptive fathers, those characteristics that often get overlooked, that often get pushed back under the rug. Many times we, and nothing against mothers, but we love mothers, we honor mothers, and that's beautiful, that's fine. But these men, the two men that I'm going to honor tomorrow, one of them is not only an adoptive father, but he's been a foster father many times over. The other is an awesome stepfather. He's got several stepkids. He lost one about a year and a half ago. But he is an awesome stepfather and man of God. Both of these men are wholeheartedly pursuing Jesus Christ at every turn. And then we have a speaker that's going to enlighten us about some things. I'm going to bring a short word, and we're going to present these men with some honor, with a couple of plaques. And, you know, we're going to break bread together, pray, and just have a good time. I would like to also mention, you know, I'm a champion for my wife. I don't say a whole lot about me, but my sweetie baby, my sweet thing, she has, you know, I push her hard, and sometimes that don't always work out good, but I push her because God told me that if I wash her with the word and present her radiant the way the church is supposed to be, well, I tell you what, and that's what I try to do. I try to make sure she's washed, make sure she's prepared. When she steps in the forefront, she represents not only Christ, but she represents me as her head. And I try to make sure she's radiant. She's having a conference in January up here for these women. Oh, my goodness. Cousin, you need to come up. Bring your sweetie baby. Bring your queen. This is going to be an event you don't want to miss. It's called Bridging the Gap Between Women. And the title is, I don't have it in front of me, but it's The Heart of True Sisterhood. And she's got three dynamic speakers. It's going to be three sisterhood-type agendas. I don't know the names of them right off the bat, but it's going to be amazing. And you don't want to miss the same thing. It's going to be a breakfast. I think the registration, she's only got 75 tickets, 75 seats. She's only going to see 75 women. Those tickets, I think, are $20. You're going to get a lot for that. You're going to get your meal. You're going to get some other little giveaways and handouts. And most of all, you're going to get a great word from God. But the proceeds are going to a good cause. We don't do this for money. We do this to make sure that we do and enlighten God's people and what he's telling us to do. Then in March, we're in the planning stages of doing a marriage seminar.
Okay.
Man, I'd love to have you come up, man, and give a few words during that seminar, you and your wife. Man, we're going to have a great time. We're not going to stop. We've been eyeballing the place down there that Al has down there. We've been eyeballing that. We're gonna come down there and do something down there in that little spot he's got. We're not gonna stop. We're gonna keep doing what God told us to do.
Come on. Wow. You know what? And that's an awesome thing that Lord will make a way, and we're looking forward to being with you all. We're gonna get together. It's time. It's time for this fellowship. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for receiving my cousin, Ed Hook, and we're looking forward to the things that God is doing with Champions and my brother Al and Alfonso Owensby in Indianapolis. Just look up Gospel After Five. He's also on Facebook,
yes,
Alfonso Owensby, handsome man. You could tell us Owensby boys.
Yes, sir.
And I consider you as just our own flesh, really.
I don't know
a time I didn't remember you. Praise God.
Sir. Glory be to God. Listen,
and
I will be remiss.
Brother Irvin Ornsby, he's also Pastor Revealing Truth.
He's doing great things down there.
Yes. Cousin, we're going to, even off the air, we're going to set up some things that way. You know, I just recently heard from some other cousins of ours on Uncle Jimmy's side. There's going to be a reunion, and so we're going to
all
be doing...
Cleveland folks,
sir?
Them Cleveland folks, Uncle Jimmy and Cleveland?
Yeah.
Man. Lord, we got a bunch of us.
It's a lot of us.
Lord, have mercy.
Well, thank you.
Listen, I'm so glad that you received me. I thank you. I wouldn't be obedient if I didn't leave you with a little word.
Go ahead.
I just want to say something right quick.
Yes.
Let me clear my head. The only thing I can say is blessed be the name of the Lord. And the reason I say blessed be the name of the Lord is because I want your listeners to understand that whenever somebody's talking about the name of the Lord, whenever we're talking about whenever the Bible describes calling on the name of the Lord or these different statements that the Word of God makes, it's essentially talking about the name, meaning the manifested reputation of God. So if I'm calling on the name of the Lord, I'm calling on a certain portion of God's reputation, which is irreputable. So if I'm calling on Jehovah Rapha, that means I'm calling on the name that is the healing portion of God that is never failed to heal. But if I'm calling on God as a bountiful supplier, meaning he's never failed to supply, if you're calling on the name of the Lord being your Savior, meaning he saves to the utmost, he never fails to save. This is the reputation going back to all the victories, all the conquests, all of the exploits of God. And those are what the Bible calls in many different forms, the different names of God. So I want to tell you right now that blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever name is that you need in your life right now, whatever portion of God that you're calling on, whatever portion of God that you need, bless that portion because it is never going to fail you. And I thank you and I love you. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Wow. What a word. Blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord, and thank the Lord for that word, cousin. Love you.
Love you, man.
Bless you. Wow. Ed Hook.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, that word just filled my spirit. I know you received the word of the Lord. Ed Hook says something so powerful. God has a reputation. None can stand up against that. He's the greatest of all universe. Wow, what a God we serve. Thank you so much, my cousin. I want to tell you something. I've got another caller. I want to go into the phone lines, and we were so blessed by my cousin. I mean blessed. There's a road map to the blessings of God. Understand something. Whatever God manifests has been completed in your life before you came on earth. Your provision, your supply, the things that seems to weigh you down, the lifting up of your head, I want you to know that God has already supplied your needs. Understand this. Understand this and get it in your spirit. Your miracle, your healing, your deliverance has already happened for you. Believe that. Your deliverance, your healing, your home, your health, it has already happened for you. Listen to this, Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, only meditate on things that are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Did you know you can have truth without honesty? Whatsoever things are just. You can have truth. You can have honesty, but if you don't have just, righteous, God is yet not pleased. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, my beloved. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. You say, I want God to be with me. This is how you have God with you. We keep our minds on truth, honesty, just, pure, lovely, good report. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Virtue, praise, those are the things that God loves. And the God of peace shall be with you. Verse 19. But my God shall supply not some, but all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God is moving for someone. I see someone in tears right now. Those are tears of joy. Tears of joy. I'm going to go to a caller now, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Good evening, Prophet. How are you this evening?
Doing wonderful. How are you, my covenant sister?
I'm doing okay.
Praise God.
I just called tonight. I've been missing you the last couple of weeks or so, but I just wanted to call tonight. I'm in a transition,
okay.
And you prophesied to me promotion about a month or so ago. I went back and listened to the call. Actually, you did it twice, and I went on a job interview yesterday, and it would be a promotion when I get the job. It would definitely be a promotion.
Thank
so I just want you to pray for me tonight and with me that promotion is sealed,
yeah.
And I'm ready to move forward.
You know, I thank God for you. I thank God for your faith. And it's not by accident that you're calling now while on Philippians 4. I know that I know that our God has heard your cry. Father, I thank you, and we give you absolute praise and glory. For this is the Lord's doing. Ooh, in my stomach I feel a joy. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And we thank you, and we totally know that you have sealed this thing for her.
Hallelujah.
No weapon that's been formed.
Hallelujah.
No weapon. And as she keeps her mind on truth, as she keeps her mind on honest, as she keeps her mind on righteousness, I call her pure. I call you lovely. I call this a good report.
Hallelujah.
Praise our God. Jehovah Jireh, be your God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh. Somebody's listening right now, my dear sister, and they need a miracle. And because God has, and I feel that they're listening, and they, I heard a woman say in a kitchen table, me too. Woman, speak a word to those that need a right now miracle. I just sense that it's in your mouth. Go ahead, woman of God.
God is truly a right now God. He is truly a right now God. He said, if you call on my name, I will answer thee. Just call on him right now in your time of need, and he will definitely see you through. He is a miracle-working God, and I just know that I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt that he is meeting you at your need right now. And God, we just thank you right now for meeting everyone at their needs right now, Father God, the brokenhearted, Father God. The woman that feels like she's nothing, oh God, I know that you're right there with her, confirming that she is a queen, oh God. And today is her coronation day, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your holy name, oh God. Oh God, we confirm and seal this word right now on today, oh God, that you are moving forward and you are calling your women forward, oh God, to go out and preach to the nations, oh God. Lord, we just pray right now that you seal it and call it so. In your holy name, oh God, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, my sister. I know the Lord is moving. Ladies and gentlemen, believe God in spite of what it looks like in the natural. Stand with God because he is moving. And the word says, thou meetest him that rejoiceth. God loves it when we have joy. Watch this. For no reason.
Amen.
And he comes and he meets us. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you that success is on your life.
Hallelujah.
Anything else, my sister?
Oh, no, that's it.
Shalom to you.
Thank you.
Love you. Hallelujah.
Love Talk Radio.
Jeremiah 33, I'm looking at it now. Verse 1, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he yet shut up. He was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, listen to this, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord who formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me. Go ahead right now. Just call him. Call unto me and I will answer you. He didn't say do anything else. He said call. You know, you picked up the phone and you called. If you want to talk to someone about a bill, you call or you go see them. You want to talk to someone, your relatives or loved ones, you pick up the telephone and you call your cell phone. God says, call me, Jesus, and I will answer you. That is a promise. And not only I will answer you, but I'm going to show you great and mighty things which you know not. Thank God for using you when you are placed in a situation that is a trial for you. Start thanking God because it is an opportunity for God to reveal to you great and mighty things which you know not. It is a privilege for God to use us. It is a privilege for those who think they are elite with bountiful riches off of the backs of the poor. Not everyone. There are some honest, wealthy people. But they are those, according to the word of God, that prey on the poor, that laugh at the poor, that mock the poor. But I prophesy to those, the Bible says, howl rich men that prey on the poor. I promise you that we are about to see in America and surrounding countries, far and near, God is changing things. God's going to blow the media's mind. Listen to me closely. There is divine help on the way for the poor. I'm not dealing with the White House. I'm dealing with God. You hear this, prophet? God is going to astonish the nations by the poor. And let me go further. The just shall live by faith, and even as Israel in the wilderness were fed by God, watch the miraculous. Watch in the coming days. There is so much good news. The scripture says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. You know how women can have a man that's, I don't want to say no good, but an infidel. And she's hurt. She goes to another man. She's hurt again. This is what has happened to the church. We have mishandled God's wife. Repentance must be in the pulpit, because there are things completely out of order. There's a repentance coming from the shepherds, from the prophets, from the apostles, from the evangelists, pastors and teachers. There's coming a repentance from the Levites, those that minister, the musical part of gospel has become nothing more than a show. God is looking for worshipers. I condemn no one, but I love all. God is seeking worshipers. Holiness is wholeness. Without holiness, no man shall see God. Let us return. We're building up the old waste places. And God will not allow his children to be lost. Repent! Must come back in style. Repentance. I'll be back in just a moment. Listen to this.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a healing taking place in your body. Hear me real good. Watch the next checkup. God is going to show you a wonder. Uh-oh, here it is. Did you hear me? A wonder, glory to God, in your body, woman.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
And it shall come to pass that you will see that the hand of the Lord had reached inside you and has performed a surgery, a supernatural surgery. I saw your ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one side bigger than the other.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus. I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you. It is fibroid that's the size of a 3-month baby growing inside of me.
Listen to me close. I know my God.
Mm.
I'm giving God all the glory for this. It's like x-ray vision. But I want you to know that one side is swollen. Oh, he just moved it. Wait a minute. Touch your stomach. Touch it now.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to feel around your... Oh, great. And I'm looking through you now. I want you to twist to the right. Follow me.
Yes.
Now twist back to the left.
Yes.
Twist back to the right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now press it. There it is. Right there.
Thank
right
you,
there. You can believe that strength is going to the arteries that's in your legs, and you're going to feel a supernatural surge in about 3 seconds. God has healed you.
Yes.
So, Father, I give you praise. I thank you for what you have done in this woman's life. Now, you're going to call again with a testimony, and me and you are going to magnify Jesus together. Is that all right?
Yes, it is.
There's a sadness. Whatever has made you sad, God is removing every spirit of depression away from you. I know your request before the Lord, like Eli the priest said to Hannah, granted.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Anything else, my dear sister?
That's it, prophet. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Love you and God bless.
God bless you.
Awesome God we serve.
I like this song. Say it again, do yes, my. For the joy in your word, hallelujah.
Say
I do,
I do.
You know, God wants to be worshipped. He wants to be praised. He wants to be magnified. You know, God just wants us to talk about him in such honorable way. God loves it when we tell him how good he is. It's something about the goodness of God. It even leads men to repentance. You know someone that needs God and needs salvation? Call on the goodness of God. For families, I call on your goodness for families. You are a good God, none good but our Father. And you're such a good God until you're drawing men of all races. In the coming days, coming months, you're going to see ministries that are not going to look like God is not interested in the all nations. It's going to look like a beautiful flower of all colors. All nations. He said, my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations, all nationalities. In order to have oneness, you must have diversity. God is doing something. We are one. We are one. God said in his word in Jeremiah 32 and 37, he says, behold, I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. Verse 38, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart, and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. God has given us one heart, one mind, one soul. Verse 40, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them to do them good. He said, I won't turn away from you to do you good. But I will put my fear in their hearts that they may not depart from me. God, that we may have your reverence. Don't you know, it's just like parents that not in, of course, abusive, but correct their children, putting that honor and respect in them. God said, I will put my fear in you. It's not a fleshly fear. It's not I'm afraid of God. It's that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I will put my wisdom in you. I will put my wisdom in you. So often you hear people in evangelism, he that winneth souls are wise. Well, how wise is God? Because God is wisdom. So when God puts his fear in us, he's saying, I'm putting the beginning of my wisdom in you. I'm putting my wisdom in you so that you may know how great I am, and yet I am terrible. I am to be feared. You know, so many times people get afraid when something big happens. You know, when something happens, a tragedy. But I want you to know that God is to be reverenced at all times. You know, if you was walking down the street and you saw a full-grown lion walking on the other side of the street, for some reason your little legs is going to speed up. Praise God. Because of the respect. It's not just the fear, but the fear that means respect. How much more? Oh, I love you. How much more should we fear? You can drive your car, and if you're going a little bit faster than the speed limit, and you see those yellow, you see those lights, white, red, and blue lights, it's something. Sometimes your heart will beat fast. I know because I've done it before. Praise God. Because it's the respect that you've broken the law. Well, God is a God, not of the law, but of grace. He is a God. He is God. He is love. He loves you. He's so crazy about you. He adores you. I mean, he thinks about you day and night, eternity. He didn't plan for your failure. He planned for your success. You are a successful woman. You are a successful man. You are more than a conqueror. You are mighty through God. You are favored in the earth. You are the head and not the tail. You are above, not beneath. You are well, not sick. May the poor say, I'm rich. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. He loves you so much. He's so crazy about you. I'm telling you, you call, watch him answer. You got to believe that he answers you. Whatever is not of faith is sin. We can't pray in sin. We pray in faith. I believe that God is moving for his people right now. Right now. Homes in trouble. I don't care what your need is. I prophesy to you that it will change. And look, if others can prophesy and use gimmicks, I can prophesy from the true office of a prophet. I have one request, that you put God first. I promise you, you are going to be astounded tomorrow, tonight. There are things coming to you as a boat coming on the sea. Some of you have cast your bread upon the waters, in the natural and in the spirit. Many have been giving to those who are less fortunate, and God saw you. When you gave that seed to the man that's on the street looking for a job, God saw you. When you gave that secret offering, God saw you. When you refused to give just to be seen. I've seen some places that just made me want to weep. People were giving their offerings, and they were saying how much they were giving. I thought, oh, God, don't give me that spirit. Giving is not a show. You gave that suit to someone. You gave a pair of shoes to someone. You opened up your house to someone. You gave your last dollar to someone. God see you when you're fasting. The people in Isaiah's days, those who were thought they were the highest of humanity, they were fasting. They were afflicting their souls, but they walked around and saw others afflicted, and they did nothing about it. God said, I'm not studying your fast. I'm not paying 1 ounce of attention to your fasting and your hunger and thirst, because it's not for righteous. And they made excuses. But let me tell you something. There would be no rich without poor. There would be no rich people without poor people. You better hear me. And God is looking at those who are so prideful. And you know, people say, hand me down. Listen, listen. God loves us all. And none of us are hand me down people. I don't know what one person that's rich without people helping them. God is looking. Some people think the Bible is just for the church. It starts with the church, but the word of God is to the White House, to the church house. It's to the rich and to the poor. All of us are going to see how much God loves the poor in the coming days. Listen, this is not political. This is a prophetic word. There are people crying out, help. Help has come. Mother, help has come. Fathers, help has come. Homeowners, help has come. Business owners, help has come. Pastors, fivefold ministry, help has come. The mother that's eating out of the trash can, help has come. The woman that's eating baby food, help has come. Some are even eating animal food. Help has come. Those who have a drug addiction, help has come. Help has come. Help has come. You watch God. You watch God. Oh, God. You watch God. Watch him. I'm talking to somebody. You watch God. Jehoshaphat was in the midst of a war. He could have got people with weapons. He could have got people that knew how to fight. It was the skilled with the weapons of war. But you know what he said? He told the people, we're going to praise God. We're going to worship God. We're not going to fight in the carnal sense, but we are going to worship. Worship is a weapon by itself. Daniel worshiped God in the lion's den. The Hebrew boys worshiped God. I remember when I was in a terrible car accident, I started worshiping God. The doctor told me I would not walk again. I began to worship God. When one of my sons left here after living 7 weeks, I began worshiping God. Many trials, many tests, I glorify God, and so have you. So have you, sister. So have you, brother. Mother, you've been worshiping God for your children to give their lives to God. It is happening now. Your middle son is going to lead the rest of them. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God knows. I'll be back in about 2 minutes. Ooh, I feel God. I feel God. I'm telling you.
Love Talk Radio.
Best is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't
Oh. How many boys you have? How many girls? Yeah. Well, listen to me. I don't care if the two strings are tied, if you burn them and tie them, you shall have a girl. I don't care if you got bitch. Listen, you will have a girl. Oh, you don't believe it till it happens. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Y'all get this thing together. Get yourself together. Touch the belly. Because even if it happened to her, it will happen to you. Now look, I want you to, you're a prophet. Now, kiss her belly. Okay, all I gotta say, get the name ready. Y'all gonna sit down. Y'all get on my nerves already.
This is Prophecy Alive. I am prophet and seer. God will move if you just let him. 347-539-5173. Press 1. I'll be glad to talk to you. Let's agree together for a mighty breakthrough in your life.
You know, Jesus said, he said, but whosoever, St. John 4:14, but whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, here's Jesus speaking to a woman. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call your husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, you have well said, I have no husband. Watch this. Verse 18. For you have had 5 husbands. 5 husbands. And he whom you now have is not your husband. In that said you truly. She spoke the truth. Verse 19. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say, watch this, that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Watch Jesus now. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain, now yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. And he says to her in verse 22 of St. John 4, you worship, you know not what. We know that, or we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Verse 23. This is what Jesus is saying now. God is looking for holy worshipers. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24. God is spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Watch this, y'all. I love this. Jesus said unto her, I who speak unto you am he. It doesn't get any better than that. Praise God. Let me go to a caller. Well, God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet. Mrs. Campbell again, Amelia. Anyway, I am so happy. You know why? I am so happy. I praise God for that.
Wow.
I want to say a little brat, but she's back. Oh, my goodness, kids.
Can you give me a minute with you?
Yes.
Father, we give you all the glory.
Amen.
We bless your name. This is your doing.
Yes.
It's marvelous in our eyes. Talk to me, to our audience, woman of God. Go ahead and share whatever is on your spirit.
Well, you know, I know that when the Lord promises you something, you need, you know, and I should know better, but I did know, but I kind of panic when someone just goes and you don't see them for a whole day, my daughter. But I know the promises of God. The Bible says the promises of God are yea and amen in him. And he had promised me that in ministry my children will come in the fullness of knowing him, and they will worship with me. They will be a part of that ministry.
Yes.
And for one to be stepping off on their own trip, going off on their own whatever path, and I've been praying, I said, God, you said they will come into fullness. You said that they will come with me, they will worship with me. And I know. And when it happened yesterday until the day in our car, I said, well, Lord, I needed some peace in my spirit. I said, Father God, I talked to you now, God, and said, you know, but just agree and pray with me. And I just wanted to see some clarity that I know that this child couldn't be anywhere hurt, you know, or anything else that God had promised. And his promises are, yeah, amen. And God said he will not, when he says something, he means it. He does not take it back and say, I didn't mean that, so I'll take this back. No. He will give you those promises and say, hold on to this. It's like taking a good check to the bank and cashing that check. And so when I happened, I said, Father God, I trust you. When you got off the phone with me, I said, I trust you, Lord. I know what you said to me, and I know my baby's okay. And then she called, why are you so angry? I said, I'm not angry. You just had me worried, you know. And she was
That's
at peace.
Right. That's
and
right.
Nothing's wrong with me. I was just hanging out. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, you scared me. You really scared me.
Wow.
And she's the only one who would do stuff like this, you know. I don't know, but I'm praying for her. And she's a good child, and I know they all are. But sometimes they would get influenced by other people and want to walk off. So God has already grabbed them, and they're not going anywhere. And I want you to stand with me, man of God, and keep them in prayer, because this is not this child is going to be used by God mightily.
Yes.
Yes. And so,
ladies and gentlemen,
ladies
and gentlemen, this is a woman of God, our covenant partner.
Yes.
I am so excited about
Amen.
What God is doing in your ministry, woman of God, and that
Amen.
These are just, I thought about you earlier as I was speaking to my queen, Katrina, and I said, honey, these are birth pains. You
yes.
gave birth to her, but
mm-hmm.
now you're going through the you know, the process of her being born again.
Yes.
And so these are one of the areas
Mm-hmm.
that God is challenging you, because see, your ministry is
mm-hmm.
is going to bring great deliverance to families.
Amen.
Oh yes, you're going to be
yes.
preaching and expounding on the Word of God, and you're going
yes.
to have women running to the altar.
Amen.
It's going to be, if I could say it this way, such astonishment is coming to you.
Amen.
And I see you standing. It's like a certain garment I see you in. It's going to be tailor-made, because you'll be fasting often. And I see you, I see you saying to yourself, this is why I went through what I went through.
Yes.
So I announce to the nations that God has a woman that he's raising up, and we give God the glory for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Where is she?
At the house.
Did you tell her what I said?
I told her. I had called you so you would talk to her, but I did not get you.
It'll come at a certain time. Go ahead.
I left you a message, and I will call you so you can speak a word to her. Say something. You know, she got to know that. You see, the Bible said that a prophet is not one in his own town. I'm the mother, and it's like everybody will call me to, oh, pray for me, Mom, you know, pray for me, Mother, pray for me, Reverend, but whatever. And this child, this I call her a brat. What, they're not honoring the gifts, but it's okay. It's okay because I'm the mother.
That's right.
They're used to me, familiar, you know, they're familiar with me, and they're not receiving from me as well. They're beginning to, the oldest one have already said, okay, this is true. You know, to watch you, to watch your life. And my life, for years now, for the past 2.5 years, I've said, God, it's me and you. It's me and you.
Wow.
Everything you say I shouldn't do, I'll put it away. I walk in the fullness with you until that time comes.
Awesome.
And they have watched me secretly, and I know they're watching. So the oldest one have come in and said, okay, this is true. And she'll come to me and Mom, can you pray for me? Even the middle one. But this middle child, that middle child syndrome.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm praying, keeping my mind steadfast on God, and just praying that that she will see one day that this is not a joke, and that she will know that the call of God is upon her life as well.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, for the mothers who are out there, your children are running here and there, just keep praying for them.
Go ahead.
Pray for them. Cover them. Plead the blood of Jesus on their lives every day. Plead the blood over yourself. Plead the blood of Jesus over them. Call them in. I spoke to her spirit man. I say, you, I call her name. I'm speaking to your spirit man this morning. Come back home. Come back to this house. I call my house Bethel, a place of prayer. This is where God meets me. Come back home. See, when she go off, like when she goes like that, she knows there's no, Mom's not there. She can't see what I'm doing. But when you come back in that house, it's me and you. It's God first. Yes. Like you say, you know, she will take off and want to do her own thing, but it's not about doing her own thing. She call herself having fun. They don't understand there's fun in serving God. There is fun. Christians can have a full life serving God. This is something it took me almost 15 years to see that you don't have to have, you don't have to, no one else can complete you, but God will complete you first. When you become a whole person in yourself, then the mate will come. Then you're whole, and then you can bring that other one in, and you can work together. But it took me years to see, Prophet. Years.
Wow.
Now I see. Yeah. Countless pains and trouble for nothing. When God was just telling me, just do it my way. Do it my way, and I will bless you. And I began to see this thing. 10 years walking, well, all my life, but 10 years into it, I said, okay, God, it's me and you. And then I kind of slept off. And then I said, okay, God, I'm back on track. This is no turning back. No turning back. And God's began to bless me so. Some of the things I didn't even ask for, he just threw it on me. Remember I told you what happened?
Yes, it is.
The things that happened, it amazed me. Totally amazed me. The blessing. You see?
Wow.
God be the first in glory.
You are a blessing. You are a blessing, woman of God. Right now, as you are speaking,
mm-hmm.
There are mothers that are listening, and your life and your children's life
mm-hmm.
are living epistles.
Yes.
Not only are they all working in the ministry,
mm-hmm.
their marriages will be whole. Yours also. And you're going to see, it's like one minister, I've watched him for probably over 25 years, all of his children in ministry. And let me give you a personal testimony. It's like that with my father and mother.
Amen.
All of the boys, all of the girls. I'm a witness to this. That's why a certain time you hear me laugh, because
mm-hmm.
I know.
Exactly. Amen.
Yes. You are such a faithful woman,
yes,
and you
I
know
am.
God promised He rewards faithfulness.
Amen. Yes.
You be blessed, woman of God.
Amen, amen. It took me a while to see it, but thank God my eyes are open now.
It took me a while to see it. I think it takes yes. all of us a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
God bless you, Prophet, and your Queen Katrina. Tell her it was nice talking to her. God bless y'all. And as more blessings come, God's got a blessing with your name on it, both your names.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to tell her the good news. To God be the glory, woman of God. Have a good one.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Now. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He's a God of His Word. He is a God of His Word. And when we give Him glory and we don't take any to ourselves, He shares more glory. Oh, I want to be a glory carrier. Don't you? You know how certain people can carry a disease? Well, exchange that disease, and you can carry the glory. Pick up your bed and walk in Jesus' name. I speak to the dry bones. Live. Can these bones live? Of course they can. Live. That your business live. That your family live. That your church live. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. Oh, I love to speak life. I speak life. Don't you want life abundant? Don't you want to walk in? Listen, don't let this economy trip you up. We're not walking by this worldly system, this economical system. We are walking by heaven's economy. And there's so many false Christs and false apostles and false prophets that want to make a P-R-O-F-I-T, a prophet, selling you a false vision. But I tell you the truth. If you really want to walk in the blessings of God, obedience is the way. Jabez prayed a prayer. He was more honorable than his brethren. Ephesians 6 tells us, children, obey your parents. Verse 2, obey your parents in the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness, iniquity. I say this in love. I promise I say it in love, not with condemnation. You know, so many could preach the truth with so much condemnation. It's so ugly. I love you. Oh, we pray for the spirit of obedience. We pray for the spirit of obedience. Oh, God, I don't want the spirit of disobedience. Been there, done that, strayed away, slid backwards. God is a restorer. You can be restored. Listen, if you would like, you could join me on Facebook. I use it for the power of God. Yes. If you need personal counseling, 317-832-0131. But when you call with God on your mind. God bless you. I love you with the love of God. Your miracle is right there in your home. God bless you.
I just want you. I just want to live in your presence. Every day I lay down my will, and every selfish desire, and whatever it takes, Father, that's what I'll do. 'Cause we just want you. Say it with me real life.
Every day.